Okay, good afternoon, everybody. There is a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim that I'm sure everybody here has heard about. And the story is quoted in the Sefer Ketzeis HaShemesh B'Gvuraso on page Kuf Tzadi Ches, where the Chafetz Chaim was on a train from Minsk to Pinsk to sell his Svarim, and masses had gathered to greet him in the city because he was the famous Tzaddik, and his seatmates started waxing poetic about the greatness of the Gadol Ador, the Chafetz Chaim, all the time unaware that he was speaking to the Tzaddik himself. And in those days, apparently not everyone had a picture of the Chafetz Chaim, or maybe they did, and they just had the picture that we all have, which is not actually the Chafetz Chaim. So he didn't recognize the fellow that he was talking to was actually the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said, you know, he's not really such a big tzaddik, he's overrated. And this man rebuked him. In some versions of the story, he smacked him. And how could you speak ill of the Gadol and the Tzaddik Hadar? And when they arrived in their destination, the man saw that everyone was clamoring for a peek at his seatmate, and he realized that this was none other than the Chafetz Chaim himself. So he went over to apologize to him, speaking so harshly to him, and the Chafetz Chaim responded, "No, Adrabba, you taught me a new halacha in Hilchos Lashon Hara. I always knew that you can't speak Lashon Hara about other people. Now you taught me that you're not even allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself, and I didn't even write that in my Sefer. I never knew that when I wrote my Sefer Chafetz Chaim." So the question for today, our Tevin Halacha Shir today, is that true? Is it true that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself? Now, there are two ways to take that story. You could take that story that proves that there is an Isser to even speak Lashon Hara about yourself. And that was Chafetz Chaim's conclusion. Or you could look at the story and say that this proves that there's no Isser to speak Lashon Hara about yourself, because the Chafetz Chaim wrote the entire Sefer Chafetz Chaim after learning the halachs of Lashon Hara backwards and forwards, and he never encountered an actual Isser. So, it could be that at the end of the story, even though he acknowledged that that was a mistake, but it could be he was just doing that to be nice to the fellow, not to embarrass the fellow. Or perhaps it proves that there's a distinction to be made. The Chafetz Chaim never considered anonymous Lashon Hara about yourself, but he was aware that openly speaking Lashon Hara about yourself was not an Isser. Maybe what he discovered was that if the person doesn't know that it's you, that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. So then another broad question is, do stories prove anything? Can you bring a story as a proof for anything in Halacha? And the short answer is no. In Shuvas HaTeres Paz, Chelek Aleph Krach Gimel Chashemishmat Simen Zayin Ha'arabeis, and henceforth, every time I quote that, I'm just going to say Shuvas HaTeres Paz, but that's the Marimakom. He points out that there are so many versions of that story that it's hard to prove anything from that story. And not only that, Rav Vadya and Yabi Omer Chelek Beis Or Chaim at the very end of Siman Yud Gimel discusses that you're not supposed to learn from stories in the context of a discussion whether to answer amen to a child's bracha, because there's a story that's told that the Mari Abuav was upset at the Levush for not answering amen to a child's bracha. Rav Vadya Yosef says, yeah, it's a story, I don't care, meaning it doesn't impact the halacha at all. And Kovi Tzigros of the Chazanish and Chelek Beis and Chav Beis, he writes, V'chipus ma'asios b'sifrei adoros en eni mumcha l'kach v'en eni somech al zeh v'ani misnaged l'kviyas halacha al yidei zeh. He says, I'm opposed to trying to establish halacha based on a maisa in any circumstance. We are kovei halacha based on a study of the sugya. So are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself with or without this story? Is a person allowed to speak Lashon Hara about themselves? If someone compliments you, can you deflect it by saying that it's not true? Or is that's lowering their opinion of you? Is that a violation of speaking Lashon Hara about yourself? When complimenting others, can you contrast them with yourself? Oh, my wife is such a nice person, but I'm not nearly as nice. I'm like, I'm a grump. And my wife, so that's Lashon Hara about myself. Am I allowed to say something like that in that context? So, in general, in order to say that something is Aser, you have to figure out what would the Isser be? Meaning, why would it be Aser? So one possibility is that it's the Isser of Lashon Hara. That it extends to not only other people, but also to yourself as well, and it includes all sorts of negative speech. Now, there is no particular single Isser of Lashon Hara. In fact, that's the foundation of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. In the Psicha to Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he counts 17 potential los asays and 14 potential mitzvos asay that are violated when one speaks Lashon Hara. So one would have to carefully go through those 31 Isurim and see, based on context, are you in violation of any one of those 31 Isurim? Then you have another possibility, that there is a mitzvah V'yisim Nikim. The Pasuk in Parshas Matos tells us, V'yisim Nikim me'ashem u'mi'Yisrael, which means that you have to maintain a good reputation. Rav Moshe and Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Beis Simon Mem, points out that that's the basis for the Isra of Chashad, to do things that will cause other people to suspect you of wrongdoing, which is slightly different than maris ha'ayin. Maris ha'ayin is to do something where others will misinterpret what you're doing and then mimic what they think you're doing, and that will be an avera. Like you go into a restaurant that has a very questionable hashkacha just to buy a soda, and people will say, oh, I guess that restaurant is kosher, that hashkacha is a good hashkacha, because they saw you go in and they'll order a steak in that restaurant. So there are several examples in Shas of things that are asur mishum either maris ha'ayin or chashad. The Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches talks about the women from the Beis Avtinas, which was the family in charge of making the ketores, that they wouldn't wear perfume for their wedding, so people shouldn't suspect them of using the ketores for that purpose. The Mishnah in the third parak of Shkalim tells us that the Bigdei Kuhuna wouldn't have hems in them when they went into the Lishcha, so nobody should suspect them that they're taking money out, that they're taking money shel hegdish. The Gemara in Beitza Daf Tes says that you're not allowed to hang wet laundry on Shabbos because people will think that you did the laundry on Shabbos. So that's another potential issur. A third potential issur one might be violating is simply harming oneself. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tov Chaf Sif Lamed Aleph Paskins, based on the Gemara Baba Kama Tzad Yalvim Beis, that you're not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo. So maybe just like you're not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, you're not allowed to harm yourself in any other way either. And this brings us to the discussion of may one embarrass themselves, and how does that relate to speaking Lashon Hara about yourself? In that same tshuva, Nataras Paz, he writes that if you can't be chovel ba'atzmo, then you also can't be mevaze es atzmo by speaking about ma'asov harayim, by speaking about bad things that you've done, by telling Lashon Hara about yourself. And he has several rayas. He proves this from the Gemara Baba Kama over there that says that, that asks a stira, whether you can harm yourself, and the Gemara initially answers that stira by saying, oh, kan b'chavala, kan b'boshes. You're not allowed to harm yourself physically, but you're allowed to embarrass yourself. But ultimately, the Gemara concludes that that's not the correct answer, that it's really a machlokas tanaim, and harming and embarrassing are exactly the same. So just like we paskin, you're not allowed to harm yourself, it would turn out, if you read that Gemara carefully, that we also paskin, you're not allowed to embarrass yourself. However, in the sugya of Eina Damesim Atzma Rasha, we never mention the possibility that one is violating an Isra of Lashon Hara about himself when we talk about that he's not trusted in Eidos that says that he did something bad. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, it talks about great people who embarrass themselves by taking the blame for something that they didn't even do. And that's considered heroic, that somebody was Ochal Shum, someone ate garlic in Rebbe's shir and it was causing the whole room to stink, so someone took the fall for it, even though he's not the one that did it. And then we say, oh, that's great. Why is that great? He's harming his own reputation. So apparently, you're allowed to embarrass yourself. And in general, we discourage letting other people know about your averos. We just discussed recently, I forget which shir it was, but Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelidal Sim Kuf Yud Ches talks to a college-age girl who is nichshal in Bia Asura. That was the Thursday night show last week, I think. That college-age girl who is nichshal in a Bia Asura, that you don't go around telling everyone you're averos. You're not supposed to do that. It's a person is supposed to cover up their averos. Only when you're saying vidui, you say your averos. You're getting eitza and how to deal with your averos, but not. But you say it. Belachash lufnei Hashem yisbarach avolo l'shum adam da ashrei kesui chato'a. You're supposed to cover up your averos. So that also seems to indicate that one is not supposed to speak lashon hara about themselves. However, that's only about actual averos. But sometimes you're not speaking about an actual avera. Let's say you just say like the Chavetz Chaim did. He didn't say that he had done averos. He said in that story, he's overrated. He's not as great as people think he is. So that's not saying that he did an avera. So that would not be a violation of that particular issur of saying that you did an avera. So what is the halacha? May one speak lashon hara about themselves or may they not? So let's go through four shitos in Poskim. Rav Eliashiv is quoted, I saw in my friend Rabbi Simcha Lauer in his Sefer, quotes from a Torah Tavlin Parsha sheet, which is that quotes Rav Eliashiv that he brought a raya from the story of the Chavetz Chaim, that it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about yourself, because clearly the Chavetz Chaim knew all of Hilchos Lashon Hara backwards and forwards before he boarded that train. So we pass like Chavetz Chaim before that train ride, not like the Chavetz Chaim after that train ride, says Rav Eliashiv. And even if the story is true, Rav Nissim Karelitz points out that the Chavetz Chaim was just trying to save his fellow passenger from embarrassment, but it was not really a psak halacha. On the other hand, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted by Rav Shechter in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Nun as telling over that story of the Chavetz Chafetz Chaim, and Rav Shechter writes, Veheir al ze Rabbeinu, da al pi pshuto hayanir lomar, da in beze kol kachidish, da lo zeo din amishna de marasayin, shein ladam vailus al shmo hatov, shir rashi limcholav. Rav Soloveitchik says, conceptualize for a moment. What is the Yisr of Marasayin? The Yisr of Marasayin is that you are not the Bailam on your own reputation. You do not get to decide, I don't care about my reputation and let other people think what they think. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to maintain a good reputation. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, that story of the Chafetz Chaim is not surprising, because the only surprising part is why the Chafetz Chaim didn't know that beforehand. We paskin like the Chafetz Chaim after the train ride. That of course you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. What about Rav Moshe? So Rav Moshe is interesting. In Mesoris Moshe, Chelek Aleph, in Yonei Halachos Shonim, Os Yud Aleph, it says that Rav Moshe told, Mesoris Moshe of course was written by Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, so it says that Rav Moshe told the Bacher that he cannot speak Lashon Hara about his friend, even if his friend gave him permission. Shagam also the sapo lashon hara al atzmo, explicit that you're not allowed to speak lashon hara about yourself either. However, in Igros Moshe Archaim Chel Gimel Simon Ayin Ches, Rav Moshe discusses whether you could be mekallel yourself or be mochel others to allow them to be mekallel you, to curse you. So he's mechadesh that the isser of being mekallel yourself is on account of a chashash that the curse will actually be fulfilled and you're not allowed to harm yourself. Like if you say, let this terrible thing happen to me, Hashem might say, okay, I'll let that terrible thing happen to you. That's the isser of being mekallel yourself. When others curse you, that's not the problem. There's no concern that if someone curses you that it's actually going to come true, because that person's doing an Avera. Why would Hashem listen to such a person who's doing an Avera? The entire Isser of allowing others to curse you is in the fact that they're humiliating you and they're not allowed to humiliate you. So Rav Moshe likens this to the Isser Megadev, where clearly you're not actually hurting Hashem, but you're being Mavaza Hashem and you're not allowed to do that. So it turns out that you're not allowed to be Mekalel Atzmo because it might work and you're not allowed to say terrible things should befall you, says Rav Moshe, but maybe you can be mochel on others who want to be mekallel you, because the isser for them to be mekallel you is only an issue of bizayon, and you're allowed to be mochel and you're bizayon. So says Rav Moshe, you're allowed to be mochel and you're bizayon. Now those two positions of Rav Moshe, the one reported in Mesoris Moshe that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself, and the one that's explicit in Igros Moshe that you're allowed to tell somebody else that they can be mekallel you, can be reconciled, because it could be you can be mochel on a klala, because that's purely a matter of an indignity. But you cannot be mochel lashon hara because that's a matter of your reputation. Meaning someone's mekallel you, so you're suffering an indignity. It's like someone smacks you across the face. You suffer an indignity. But it doesn't change your reputation. It doesn't hurt your reputation. You're not allowed to ruin your reputation and speak lashon hara about yourself. And then the final shita to discuss is, what does the Chafetz Chaim hold about all this based on his sefer? Does he actually talk about this? And is there any hint to any pre-story shita of the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim? So putting aside the story, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim seems to indicate in two places that there is no prohibition to speak ill of yourself. Obviously the Sefer was written before the story, as the story itself goes, is that I didn't know this when I wrote my Sefer, but the two places are, number one, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Aleph Os Tes, the Chafetz Chaim writes, V'da od, da afilu im betoch hagnus, shagina es chavero, that if a person is saying something bad about somebody else, and he includes himself, he says, oh, that guy's such a glutton, when me and him go out, we eat like pigs. So you called yourself a glutton also, right? You said the same terrible thing about yourself. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's still an Isra of Lashon Hara to say it about the other guy. Meaning, the implication being, not to say it about yourself. That's fine. Say whatever you want about yourself. It's still an Isra, even though you're saying it about yourself, it's still an Isra of Lashon Hara about the other guy. In the Ber Mayim Chaim, in Os Tezvav, he says the makor of this is the Navi Yeshaya. In the Navi Yeshaya writes, Oili kin mesi ki ish tamei svasayim anochi, u betoch am tamei svasayim anochi yoshev. He wasn't trying to criticize Klal Yisrael, just to say that he's unworthy of being makabel p'nei shechina, but he was punished for calling Klal Yisrael and Am Tmeis Vasayim. And the Yalkut Shimoni in Chelik Beis Remes Tavav, says the Barmayan Chaim, says that Hashem told Yeshayahu Navi, Alecha Atarashai Lomar, explicitly, you're allowed to say such things about yourself, But viata rashi lomar alehem, you're not allowed to say such things about Klal Yisrael. So the apparently there's, says the Chavetz Chaim, there's no iser to speak lashon hara about yourself. However, in the Tshuva Sateres Paz over there, he suggests that that doesn't prove anything because Yeshayahu was saying it pederach vidui, and that's permissible. Also, the Ritva in Maseches Yevamos says that the avera that Yeshayahu had done was not like the Yalkut Shimoni said in speaking lashon hara about the rest of Klal Yisrael. The avera that he had done was in speaking lashon hara about himself, says the Ritva. So it's another way to interpret that very same pasuk that's different than the Yalkut Shimoni. And then the other place in discussing the halachos of believing lashon hara, the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Zayin Halacha Vav says v'im echad ba etzlo u'mesaper lo esinyanav. Ubitoch sipuro siper lo ezer davar shu gnus liatzmo ula chavero. Eino mutula amino rakalatzmo v'lal chavero. There is a halach you're not allowed to believe lashon hara. So let's say someone comes over to you and tells you lashon hara about themselves and about somebody else. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you're allowed to believe them what they say about themselves, but not what they say about somebody else. But wait a second, if it's lashon hara in either case, then why can you believe them about themselves? Elamai must be that it's not lashon hara when they're talking about themselves. This is based on the Gemara Ksubas Chav Gimel and Beis, which says that ani v'chavrasi temeo, that if a woman was held in captivity with another woman, and she says both of us were nivellus to the captors, ne'emenes al atzma ve'ne'emenes al chaverta. She's believed about herself, but not about the other woman. So you're generally not allowed to believe lashon hara. But if you're allowed to believe what they say about themselves, it must be that that's not considered lashon hara. So that's the other indication in the Chavetz Chaim that there's no issue of speaking lashon hara about oneself. Now, in general, one could imagine that even if it's not a technical issue of lashon hara, one is supposed to avoid talking negatively. One trains themselves to talk in a certain way. The beginning of Maseches Pesachim, we speak about lishon nekiya, lishon ma'alya. One should learn to talk and train themselves to talk in positive tones. If one talks in negative tones all the time, even if it's about themselves, nothing good is ultimately going to come from that. So probably it's worthwhile, whether it's usser or not, whether you say like Rav Salvechik that it's absolutely usser, or you say like the Chavetz Chaim implies that it's mutter. So whether it's usser or not, it's probably not a great idea to speak negatively in general, even about oneself. Okay, everyone, have a great day.